Well, we come to the 24th session on the quest for authentic manhood, and this is a man and his life journey. And I like how this is broken down because it talks about this life cycle map. It's drawn from a book by a guy named Daniel Levinson, Seasons of a Man's Life. And it starts out looking at the seasons, and in spring, which is 0 to 22, there's childhood and adolescence. And you take a step up there, and there's a transition age of about like 17 to 22. And while that's going on, there's a lot of things that are going on in a young man's life. And sometimes they can define their manhood by alcohol or sexuality, porn, gaming, sports, whatever that looks like. And then they move toward early adulthood, which is 17 through 45. And that's summer, when you're talking about the seasons of a man's life. And the transition time from that would be ages 40 to 45. Now, the problem in that transition time, if he isn't maturing, he starts to realize that certain dreams aren't going to happen. He feels older. He may have a midlife crisis. And then he goes back to what was going on in his early adulthood, beginning there, that transition time. He's taking steps that are actually backward. He's going to get the fast car. He's going to get the young babe. He's going to just go back. And that's just completely sad that that's going on. But middle adulthood is what he should be moving into, ages 40 to 65. And that season is the season of fall. And then that transition time to that next step is age 60 to 65. And that's late adulthood, and that's winter. And that's when that person would be asking questions. They would be starting to slow down a little bit. And so when we think about those four seasons and the transitions there, let's go back again. Spring is when everything's coming into bloom. There's an excitement to life. There's just everything's new. Life. Then summer hits and everything is hot. Your sexuality is going strong. This is the time, a lot of times, where you're figuring out your life calling. You're figuring out your life mate. You're figuring out your life mentor. And there's a lot going on. And you've got the energy for that. Then the third season there, a fall, there's the full color of life. Life is completely in bloom. The resources that are going on around you, they're powerful. And then lastly, there's winter, where things are starting to slow down. You don't have the same amount of energy. Priorities look a lot different at that time. And so that's a great way of looking at it. The life stages map, which is from a book called The Masculine Journey by Robert Hicks. Starts out with the middle there with Adam, the creational stage. That's 0 to 20. Then Zakar, the phallic stage, 13 to 25. The Gibor, the warrior stage, 20 to age 40. You'll see that many of these age ranges dovetail with one another. And then Enosh, the wounded stage, and that's 40 to 50. And Ish, the mature stage, that's 50 to 60. And lastly, Zakan, the sage stage, 60 plus. Now let's look at these a little more clearly. The six stages of life, the creational stage, 0 to 20. You're looking at gifts and talents are starting to be figured out. There's an acceptance and a development, or there's confusion and missed opportunity. And we see here that we have questions that are asked, and these are normal questions, questions like this: what am I good at? And then secondly, what am I not good at? And you are answering those questions. And the verse that comes to mind for this one is Proverbs 22:6, which says, train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And so God does the bending there. God is the one who makes a person the way they are, the personality that they have, but we do the training. So we see that as men in the lives of our children and those that we come in contact with. And then secondly is the phallic stage, 13 to 25. There's a lot of sexual energy. Phallic, this is the penis stage. I know that that's pretty blunt, but we can be that way with one another. And we're learning how not to be controlled by sex. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. And so God has given us all this sexual energy, but there's either a mastery of it or an enslavement of it. So we need to learn how not to be controlled by sex. And that sexual energy must be contained. It must be channeled. Then we come to the warrior stage, ages 20 through 40. And there's this drive to establish oneself. And there's life in the fight there. And what is going on is there's a fight going on for pretty much everything. And we're using our strength and we're working hard and we're going for it. And we see this in Proverbs 20, verse 29. It says, the glory of young men is their strength. And isn't that true? In that age, you're able, you know, I'm able to go over to something and just lift it. Whereas as you get older, that changes a little bit. And you're not going to be ashamed to show that I'm strong enough to do these things. We move from that to the wounded stage, ages 40 to 50, and there's powerful reevaluations going on. And there's either a renewal or a rut. And you're addressing things that you have done. It's a good thing to do. We come to Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, and it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And this should be going on, but it's a hard stage to go through, but it's a good stage to go through. And then we come to the fifth stage, the mature stage, 50 to age 60. There's deeper meaning going on. There's strategic moves, and there's mentoring going on. And the verse that comes to mind for this stage is Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you start to realize, I don't need to be the center stage. It's not about me, and I'm learning to be satisfied. And then lastly is the sage stage, 60 on up. You're the standard bearers, the special contributions that are made, leaving a legacy. All these things are so important. It's being okay with our age. It's willing to speak wisdom. And it's that second part of Proverbs 20, verse 29. And it says, the glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair. And so that's where you're able to step away and go, it's okay. And so let me ask you today, as you think about these stages, where are you at in these stages of life? And what are you doing? What are you doing as you're maturing, as you're growing older? So important to be ones that trust the Lord, that look to Him in each stage of life. Grateful that you've taken the time to listen. Hopefully, as we've worked through this quest for authentic manhood, You've asked yourself some questions. Just the fact that you're listening to this says a lot. And I'll be praying for you. I may not even know who you are, but I'm praying that this teaching would be helpful in your daily walk, in your daily relationships.